Welcome back, or welcome to the Credible Teacher Podcast. My name is Mike. I'm your host. If you don't like my voice, I would suggest just turning it off right now because that's all you're going to hear. Okay. So here we go. Here's a quote for you. If a teacher is not perceived as credible, the students just turn off. This is a quote from John Hattie. He's a world-renowned researcher in education. This podcast is a podcast where I document my journey to discover what I can do to prevent my students from turning off. It's not a fancy podcast. I typically use my phone, an Anchor podcast. I'm using my computer right now to experience or to document the experience as it relates to being a teacher, one that I think sees credible. Okay, but you're going to have to talk to my students about that. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, thank you so much. Keep on listening. Hey everybody, Mike here with another daily reflection slash, here we go. So today, there's numerous things that occurred today that I was reflecting on and thinking about sharing with the podcast. And today I wrote down on this little post-it note that credible teachers inform students that they're contacting their parents and or guardians. And as I got ready to record, I thought, do I really need to document this? Is it worth doing that? Is it warranted, you know, because it seems pretty like obvious to me. But then I thought back to there's still times that I don't do it maybe when I should. And certainly I don't think I did it. I didn't communicate with family, parents, guardians, etc., nearly as much as I probably should have earlier in my career. So I think it's in that, from that regard, I think it is worth documenting. So basically what happened today, over the last couple of days, actually, is there's been certain behaviors that I've noticed from certain students that I feel needed an email, right? So, or a communication home. And for one student, it happened to be that a lot of these behaviors that we were seeing was weren't an issue in the recent past, and because I was communicating with family about those to a certain degree, right? And then they went away for a while, or like the student did a much better job overall. And then just recently, there was an uptick in the same kind of issues that we were seeing in the classroom. And so I sent the email. Good stuff, right? Parents appreciate the communication. They're going to have the conversation, and good stuff. And then another one today happened to be a comment that a student made to another group of students, not thinking that I was going to be able to hear them. But, I mean, they were talking so loud that I'm surprised the whole class didn't hear them, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. And so I heard the comment, and I'm like, oh, that is, if it's true, that's not good. But if it's not true, it's also something that you shouldn't make up, okay? And so with both of these situations, and I feel like I've made a lot of progress when it comes to having these conversations with the students. With both situations, I'm very direct with communicating what's going to happen from my end based on what I'm observing. And so in both situations, I spoke to the individual students one-on-one and told them that I would be contacting their parent or guardian and letting them know what was said or what I'm observing. And the reason why I think that's so important and for me, I think has a lot to do with teacher credibility is that there's a lot of transparency when I send this email, when I reach out, when I tell them that I'm going to do that, I do it because for a couple reasons, right? The parent or guardian probably wants to know, because a lot of times they're seeing the same behaviors at home, I've realized, right? It's not isolated for the most part, okay? And secondly, it's for the student to understand that it's an issue and that I care and that I want to work with them in order to move forward. And for me, where I'm at right now with this whole thing is that I communicate this with the students so they know that, one, I care about them, but also the fact that this is me doing my job, and this is part of what it means to be a teacher. And I say that because it is more work, right? I mean, this is part of the job, and we all get that. If you're a teacher, you get it. But it's also an opportunity for me to help the student understand what they can potentially do to prepare for the conversation that they're about to have. Because a lot of times, and this is where I think, I've only been doing this for a couple of years now, but I'll tell them, you know, like, I'm sending this email, it happened, and I generally ask if there's anything I need to know about it to better understand, you know, try to get some background information. But I tell them, like, I'm sending this email, and I want you to know so that you're prepared for the conversation, because I'm assuming that you're going to have this conversation or your parents will bring it up with you tonight. And to me, I think that has a lot to do with credibility, teacher credibility, because I'm telling them that, okay, we've had an issue, this is what happened, we're going to try to work together, we're going to figure out, go forward, move in a positive direction, but as a teacher, I need to send this email so that your parents or guardians are aware of what's happening, and now you have the information that you need to prepare for the conversation that you are about to have, you know? And I don't know. To me, I think it seems as though the students appreciate knowing that, because then they're not caught off guard. And I've done that before, you know, I forgot to say something to a student, like, hey, I'm gonna send an email home, which is super easy. And I wrote down on my little post-it note here, some situations are different where an email home or communication the communication to the student about that email might not be needed. It just, obviously, as you know, it's just really different and depends on the specific situation. And that's what I really wanted to document, is that I think this openness, this transparency, this communication with the student about what I'm doing as we work together to make sure that they're making the progress they need to make, if you will. If I consistently tell students or not tell students that I'm gonna contact home, and they get these emails and with parents asking them what's going on or what happened, and I haven't communicated with that student, I think they're probably gonna perceive me in a more negative light, because it's almost like, and again, I could be completely wrong on this, but it's almost like I'm going behind their back and telling their parents and guardians what I'm noticing without telling them first, you know? And like I said before when I started, to me, it just seems like common sense now. Like, if I'm empathetic and I think about putting myself in the position of a student that a teacher's going to communicate at home about something that a choice I made, I don't know if I'd like walking into that situation and having my not knowing what I'm walking into, you know. So that's what I wanted to document today. There are a bunch of other things I could, but that's the one I picked today because I need to get better at it. I got to do, you know, I think more communication is probably better in most times, but you know, there's so many things that we need to do as educators. You all know that. And so finding the right time to send that email and communicate home, or remembering to at times, it's all part of the challenge that goes into, you know, balancing out all the stuff that we do on a daily basis. So I hope that's of value to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you're listening to this today on a Friday, I hope you have a great weekend. And if you're driving, listening to it, please drive safe and take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and thecredibleteacher.com if you want to check me out for more stuff. Thank you very much. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.